Hello.
Welcome to the Fuck at the Podcast.
The Fuck at the
Podcast. We're live from, not really live because it's a recorded podcast, from Goblin's Heist.
Dabber 13 Tattoos.
In the sunny Hialeah Gardens, Florida.
Well, it's nighttime.
Well, yeah.
Stop fucking up the intro. Well, we can do the sponsorships on the second recording, or should we? Well, we should announce our sponsorships.
Yes.
And talk about everything for this week.
So we're now proudly sponsored by.
Yeah.
Probably.
Churchill's Pub. Everybody should know Churchill's in Miami, but if you don't know Churchill's in Miami,
you should.
You should.
I don't know.
It is a punk rock and roll kind of art space pub place down by Little Haiti.
It's been around since 1979.
And we've officially got into a thing with them, a little sponsorship program. You're going to see some of our ads on the marquees and everything else for the shop.
And future art shows coming up, future parties.
Yeah. You can catch us one other time Thursdays there having a beer.
Yep. Playing some pool.
So always, you know, you guys are more than welcome to come out there and have a drink with us. And we're really happy with it. And we might be doing some more things with them. Tattoo-wise, art-wise, comic book-wise.
Yep, there's a possibility that we're going to be raffling off some tattoos this Thursday during their show. But you won't know until you go. How about that?
Yeah, there you go. So pass by Churchill's Pub this Thursday. You'll definitely catch Xavier there. I'll probably be there for a little bit.
And Nelson will be there.
Nelson will be
Sosa,
there.
The other tattoo artist that works with us now.
The son of Nell.
The son of Nell.
Yeah, and other people of
our world.
Yeah.
Anyway, next sponsor on the totem pole here is
Digital Crack.
Yeah, they are a gaming / pop culture, very similar to what we do. They focus mainly on gaming and all that world and that aspect of our nerd geek culture. Mm-hmm. They are awesome. Punisher, which is one of our friends that's part of that, he's actually the one that brought us into that.
Yeah.
So now we're sponsored with them as well.
Podcasts might start migrating to their site, so we'll probably be doing the podcast there. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be in the future. We'll update you. We'll let you guys know how you can still keep getting the podcast. We're just kind of expanding everything right now to just kind of get it, you know, in the right place. We're working with everybody in the local area and all that stuff. And also, we sponsor R Square Comics podcast with Carla and Manissa. You might have heard the podcast. I've been linking it on the Goblin's Heist newsletter, which you guys can always sign up on at goblinsheist.com.
The Dapper 13 Tattoo Twitter account, the Fwakata Twitter account, and pretty much everything. Creature Entertainment Twitter account.
Yeah. So if you subscribe to any of those, just look us up right there, and you can find out everything that we're doing with them and their podcast. I think they just came out with another one. I gotta listen to it. They tend to be on SoundCloud, so you can look for R2 Comics on SoundCloud. You can find all their stuff there. But sign up for the new email list or any of our social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and you'll most likely see us with retweets or links to their stuff. So you got those are the three things that were sponsoring us, that are helping us out and everything else. And so we gotta get that out of the way. And so this week
we have Kenny Calderone.
Woo! Yeah. Kenny Calderone, Wildings Productions, Wildings Studios, beautiful affiliate of the Dapper 13 Studios and Creature Entertainment, cover artist temporarily.
Not temporarily. You did the covers for Tommy. Gotta be happy. Tommy 2 is going to be solicited too soon, so all your covers are going
to
be out.
Fantastic. I'm looking forward to doing some ravenous stuff.
That's it. You're in the Diamond Catalog. That's it. You're a professional. You're a
professional. That's it. The cherry's been popped. The hymen, there's no coming back for that.
Yeah, that's it. There's no hymen. The hymen's destroyed. It's just been disintegrated. So, yeah, you're on your way. You did those awesome Precious Moments. You know,
I'm very happy with how those came out. Splash did an amazing job at coloring all three of those covers. Mm-hmm. I'm also looking forward to doing this time lapse on Sunday We're going to be doing a Ravenous piece, time lapse, this Sunday here at the shop. And it's very exciting stuff, man. I'm you know, I rather enjoy the creature properties that I've been exposed to so far. And you know, we got some indie stuff coming from Xavier as well.
Yeah, we're releasing a story sometime this year. Pretty much, it's Path of Solace. Look out for the book later on. Mm-hmm. We will be seeing how that goes as the year progresses. Mm-hmm. Script's already done. Kenny's already putting out some preliminary artwork for that. So, and the other person on the podcast today is Sir Julio from Creature Entertainment.
What's up?
What's up?
He's not really actually a sir. I mean, you don't want people to be like, they got a knight on there. How the fuck? Some Cuban knight guy. Julio's the jack of all trades of Creature Entertainment, and pretty much, you know, the one. What are you passing notes?
Don't worry about it. You know what? That's funny as fuck.
Anyway, so yeah, so I mean, we have like a lot of things going on. I feel like, you know, because I posted it on the newsletter the other day too, that you have so much shit going on, people don't even know. And like, I'm kind of glad that we can announce it and everything else. We have to act on it and get a lot of that stuff out there. But
new storefront, same storefront, new front of the store.
Well, yeah, when it's up,
it'll be up soon.
As I, you know, like always, we do things tentatively.
Tentatively,
handshakes and deals. But I was glad, like, you know, like my wife Karina came in today and she says, "This store looks so good, it's so full." She hasn't been here in a while. So I was just like, "All right, we're doing something fucking right, you know." So, you know, little by little, I've been, you know, she even liked the setup back here. She hadn't seen the second booth and the setup with for Nelson's side and everything else. So I think that's cool so that people, when they come back, I feel like we're always doing something, but we're always doing something every day. So it's kind of cool to see.
If you want to see, by the way, our second artist on tattooing side, Nelson Sosa's Instagram, it's Neltron, NELTRON, Sosa. Mm-hmm. And he has most of his work up there. Mm-hmm. You can check out almost all of our Instagrams, too. XORART, which is mine. Mm-hmm. The website's going to get updated this week as well.
You can also go to lemonclub.com. And see all his work and your work all together.
Oh, God. Oh, you're fucked up. I just realized what that is. That's horrible. Don't go there.
Oh,
don't
shit. That was a 1998 troll. What's up? You got troll 1998 stuff? Don't go to that site, please.
Don't go to the site,
I'm
please.
I'm so sorry. Just if don't. You did, I'm really sorry. I'm really, really, really sorry. Or maybe I'm not. I don't know.
Maybe you're into that shit.
Hey, if you are, you're cool, but ill. Like, just, but... You know, you're cool. You're everything, but you
know, oh man.
So other than that,
so on recent news, has anybody seen the new X-Files?
I saw it.
I haven't.
You haven't seen the new
X-Files?
That's
the only reason I'm asking. I saw a piece of it. Is it dubbed over?
Mean.
Like, is it like the script being read out as it goes on? Like Scully.
No.
This isn't that. Blah blah. And Mulder opens door. And punches somebody in the face. And then you see the action. It's like, what? Okay, no. So that was just fucked up. That was something that happened on my TV. Got it.
Okay.
I pressed something wrong.
Okay, that's fucking... Yeah,
you probably got the punching for deaf people. Yeah. or
deaf? I wouldn't be hearing that shit. Yeah.
The blind.
Nah, it would have been like that Saturday Night Live skit where the guy comes out, Mulder walks into the dome! He doesn't see the alien! That's a progress for deaf people. No, but I thought it was pretty cool. What was good is that they gave a really concise intro in the beginning. It's not an intro, it's like an introduction. Like, this happened, this happened. So you see scenes from the beginning show. You see stuff from the movie. You know, you see stuff, everything that happened until then.
Oh,
and then when it opens, it's the classic fucking music. And it's the original, it's the original opening, too. Yeah, it's the original opening and everything. So I was like, oh, shit. I just think it's really, like, for the first episode, they really, like, opened the fucking doors. Like, they really, like, you have to watch it. I don't want to spoil it for you. But they got to the point really fucking fast. Like, this is not gonna be. They say Yo Mama's X File, but it was like it's not gonna be like mystery. It's on top of mystery on top of mystery. It's not. This is not gonna be that.
Oh, it's just gonna be one mystery throughout?
No, it's like we just answered everything you ever thought it was, and now we're gonna figure out how to fight it or do it. That's how it is. So that's what I'll leave at that. It was really good, but I thought everything was gonna come out at once. Like a Netflix show.
No, no. I know it's 6 episodes, but I think they're back to back to back to back. Like, weekly. So.
Oh, well.
Oh, well.
I didn't mind that. On another thing, what was the other thing? Oh, one thing I will say is... Well, no, I'll save that for later. The other thing that we can recap on is... What the fuck?
Don't even worry about it. I'm making you're sure just, that people like, see this shit.
Wandering around with a phone. They're like, he's having a seizure. We do want to do a recap of Magic City Comic Con.
Okay, go ahead.
How yeah, you weren't there.
I didn't go.
Oh, yeah, I'm like...
Look, just so to clarify, it was just I was booked out for the weekend. I really went to that con.
You were banned and after what happened with that Boy Scout troop. According to Annie's law, you now have to walk around.
Oh, that's horrible, dude.
Stranger like, danger.
Stranger danger.
God damn you guys. It's just so horrible. No, I was just booked out. I didn't get to book out my booth on time. Mm-hmm. But, damn, I really want to
go. Because you suck.
I really want to go. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But it was really interesting. It was really good. Wasn't packed as much as last year. I feel like it wasn't as crazy. But that Friday kind of sucked because it was like, it's a Friday, so it's always low attendance. And then it was raining like hell outside, and the streets were fucked up. And I think like demons were coming out of the sky. And it's fucking ridiculous. So I was like, all right, fucking, you know, it was like Saturday, packed like a motherfucker. Lots of people there. It was a very good time. Then Sunday kind of relented a little bit. It wasn't, I think like, I have this ongoing theory that just, like, cons in general, like, people have figured them out. They're not the novelty that they used to be. You know, they're not the, like, they what you know, cons used to be like, oh, man, look at this. This is so different. This is so strange. Wow, you can talk to celebrities. Oh, look, a comic. You draw comics? You know, they used to be all that. Now it's like, oh, you're the same nigga from last year that draw comics. Okay.
Yeah, but you know what? All in all, I think that's also the magic of the con. Mm-hmm. Like the reoccurring friends that come through, check out your booth, mm-hmm. you know,
yeah,
stuff like that. Yeah. So I mean, I love the con circuit. I don't give a shit. Yeah. Every time I get to travel and go to a different con, it's like, yay!
Yeah.
So
no, home cons are always fun and shit like that. But you know,
we will be at SuperCon, mm-hmm. all of us as a unit. So look out. We're trying to get SuperCon several booths.
2016. Yeah, yeah, there might be a huge goblins heist. Creature
Dapper 13 conglomerate
island.
That's what we're trying to go for. We're gonna have we're more than likely gonna have Neltron or Nelson. Tattooing alongside me. Mm-hmm. Probably, hopefully, doing a live podcast at the same time.
Yeah, maybe we'll do something like that. Talk to a couple of people that come in and all that shit.
And probably have another seminar like we did last year. That was a successful last seminar. Yeah, there was 100 plus people in that room.
Yeah, like
if you were there, thank you. Mm-hmm. We love you.
Like, the panels I did for Magic City were really, really well attended. I was actually surprised, kind of, like, that's another thing. Like, I think some people are, like, again, they're starting to look at everything else. So, I did the Indie Comics panel with Martin Piero from Cosmic Times, with Terry...
Cronin!
From,
I love that guy.
Yeah.
That guy is awesome.
You know, Terry Cronin's the shit.
Students of the Unusual.
Yeah, Students of the Unusual. And
Skin Investigator.
Is another one. And he also does Horsepower G, mm-hmm. excellent thing. And then Michael Springer. Oh my god, I'm having such a fucking bad thing with names right now. That does Headlocked. We had him, so that was really good. Everybody talked. It was actually a good time. And then I did the rollout thing. I think I put the link on the email list. Rollout was really cool. That was a Transformers panel that I had with Michael Kingston. God damn, why did I say Springer?
that was Jerry.
Thanks.
Jerry!
Yeah, Michael Springer. I'm like, what? Jerry Springer. So, that was pretty cool. So that was a really good one. And then Rollout was awesome because it was me and Martin Piero, and there's a video up of us doing the con, of the panel, and then we were, like, making fun of the episode Let's Make Tracks, which is racist and fucked up as hell, of Transformers, because it has a Puerto Rican kid stealing a car that happens to be a Transformer. But really?
Way to go, Bandai! Wait, what was it? It's not Bandai, it's Hasbro! Way to go, Hasbro!
Yeah. So that was a way to sell fucking that. So yeah, we have that with the Supercon and everything else. One of the things also, and then, oh, and another thing we want to talk about is the YouTube channel. I think we just fucking named it today.
We just named it today. It's up. Yeah. We just haven't posted up anything to, this week. We will. There was a tattoo, not tattoo, there was a painting time lapse that I did. There's one that Danielle Lara's did as well. There's another one coming out from me tomorrow as well, which is also a painting one. Might be a tattoo time lapse. Let's see what happens. And then, like Kenny mentioned earlier, there's going to be one for him as well on Sunday.
On Sunday, yeah.
And I think you're recording on Thursday, right, Juan?
Hopefully. I think okay. So. Thursday tends to be lighter.
So, it's just going to be one big explosion of videos coming out this week.
All over.
Us.
All over.
All over.
All over your
face. All over your face.
All over the
yeah, you take it. You yeah. Like that shit.
There's that one fan, like, rewinding this part.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I like it when the
say it again.
I like it when the two fat hairy guys tell me they're going to take it in the face. I like that.
Whoa! We never said we were gonna take it in the face. They're taking it in the face. They're gonna like it, and that's where we stand.
Maybe we all take it in the face. I don't know. Yeah.
So it's a giant circle jerk of YouTube videos, explosions. just turned into a Terry Crews Old Spice commercial.
Just Ewoks jerking off in the woods.
I did the Ewok hands. Anyway.
Well, okay. What else? We had a lot to cover. I mean, our last one was a
New Year's Day.
So there's a couple of things. So we want to do that. So remember, first, so YouTube, go to Tattoos and Comics as a channel. We'll probably be posting it on everything. You'll probably hear it from us, and we'll probably put it in the email newsletter. Again, you can sign up at goblinsheist.com. And what else? And then the next thing is going to be...
We're updating all social media. Mm-hmm. That's another thing, too. Something big's coming our way, so we're going to update all social media. We're going to put our sponsors on there. We're going to, for the tattoos portion, we're going to go ahead and update every tattoo portfolio on there. Mm-hmm. The Dapper 13 Tattoos Instagram, which is exactly that, will be updated as well. It hasn't been updated in over a year.
Yeah.
So we got to do that. It was 120-something weeks ago.
Yeah.
Fuakata.com is going to get updated recently. Well, obviously with the podcast. Ha! Yeah. That too.
Well, we're going to be changing up everything. You know, that's still... That's like my personal art blog and when I throw all the fucking ideas. If you go to fuakata.com, it's pretty much where I put sketches up and ideas and shit like that. I've been doing that for... I just saw the other day, I've been doing it for 12 years, that blog.
Holy shit.
Yeah. It's like really, ridiculously really large. And that's because I was thinking of leaving WordPress. And
oh my
like,
God, you know what? I just thought about 12 years like, live journal.
Yeah. Well, no, it's funny. Live journal was right before it.
Yeah.
So I tried to. I actually uploaded all those live journals, and I put them on as posts. So if you go far back enough, you'll see it turns into like it says live journal on the post.
Oh, just wow.
To
signal
it. But they like half the shit. Like the links don't work. The shit's like gone. Like there's. I was using Flickr for uploading fucking images and shit. Like, but there's so many things that are just not missing. They're missing there. What else? Okay, The one thing I wanted to get into. Legends of Tomorrow. Why does that suck so bad?
You know, I can't say because I haven't seen it.
Because this is the thing. I'm a Marvel guy. I've been trying to give DC chances. I've been doing a lot of things. There's so many things that Warner Brothers and DC are doing. That's just Kenny doing a drug deal, okay? Just let Kenny God, you have to stop him doing
Yeah, we can hear everything Kenny's talking about right over here.
He's like,
Kenny, you're not discreet at all.
Sounds like he's
moaning.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know. He's just like
just
fucking
bald and moaning. He's just in a
back
corner.
There. I told you, Felipe, you'll get your 2 kilos tomorrow.
You want to fuck Disclaimer, with me? There's no real drug deals. Just saying. Like, we don't need that.
Not in Miami. No, not at all. Well, like, some people don't know, but I do, like, Uber and Lyft, like, part-time. I'll pay the bills. And I had a picked up a girl, and she's like, I want to go to set. Where?
What?
I want to go to Seth. And you're like, no, some Norwegian girl. I go, can you just give me the address? That's the best thing, you know? Oh, the address is 17. It's Seth. It's a fucking club that's over, like, on Lincoln Road and Collins. I'm like, all right. Oh, okay, I know that. Just remember, for the future, just remember the address, not the name. And she's like, but why? Because in 6 months, it's not going to be there. In 6 months, it'll change to something else because some arms deal went down wrong. Or, the you know, somebody got busted in drugs. And they change his hands. That's what happens to every club in South Beach. Every fucking club. So whatever club it is there now.
Yeah.
I want the world to save. I like it.
Well, it's like a fucking... When I used to work at Movie Stop years ago, the guy, e café. The fuck? I'm in the horror section. So he's like, e café. I don't know what you're talking about. Mind you, this is all going down in Spanish, so I'm like, no sé lo que te está hablando. And he's like, e café, say hello to your friend. What? Say hello to your friend. Oh, Scarface? What the fuck, man?
Damn. That was
that was reaching, bro.
That's a season Reebok or some Nike fucking situation. Bro. Yeah, no. I ever tell you about the time I was at a strip club and I had a deaf stripper come up to me.
What?
Yes. It was my friend's bachelor party. I'm sitting there at the table with him, and this girl comes up to my friend, and he's like, and my friend's like, what? And there's music playing. I can't fucking hear.
Was she dancing really out of rhythm?
No. I know, right?
Surprisingly enough, she just came up to the table,
and she was
ever.
Like, she had that, what's it called? What's her face? Fucking... Kurt Cobain fucked her and
Courtney Love?
Courtney Love kind of thing to her. Yeah. I was kind of like, It's like, yes. I'll let you get away with that one. And then my friend's like, dude, I can't, you know what she wants? And I'm thinking, oh, she's speaking Spanish and doesn't understand. So she comes up to me and she's like, la 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 la.
What?
I'm sorry, I can't. I'm thinking I'm really drunk, maybe I'm too high, I don't fucking understand. We're like, you fucking don't know. And then my friend finally turns around and goes, oh, she's saying, would you like a lap dance? And it's funny how we just went, no. I made the weird kinky shit, but that's a little bit too weird.
You know what? I'm not going to go back into my college days.
Yeah, oh, yeah?
I dated a deaf girl. I'm just not.
Yeah.
That's done.
Was she signing the whole time?
You're a dick, dude.
Well, what? It's not like any deaf people are going to hear the fucking podcast.
Oh!
What are they going to do? They're like, this thing closed caption for fucking the hearing impaired.
We're having a podcast. Fuck you, alright?
You guys are a dick.
Oh, no.
And let the hate mail overcome to send to the gay mail to thegoblinsites@gmail.com. So, anyway, thinking of things that suck that we feel bad about, why does DC suck so bad, dude?
Oh, we're going back to that. Okay.
There's several reasons DC sucks right now.
Well, you said it. It's now owned by Warner Brothers.
Yeah. Well, not now.
Well, it's always been owned by Warner Brothers. But
it's being run by Warner
Brothers. Yeah, exactly. So...
Because they're talking... They're calling... Look, okay. So first off, for people that don't know, DC announced that they're redoing all their books.
Again.
It's called Rebirth.
Again.
In less than 2 years.
Again.
They're calling for Dan Didio, the editor-in-chief's resignation. And we're not talking about people on the street. We're talking about the comic shops.
Yeah.
Some comic shops said that they're not going to order the books. I'm kind of like, I don't care. I will go by what people want. I go by what our customers want.
Yeah,
if they want the new books, they get it. But they don't understand. Like, when they do that shit, they come to us and complain.
Yeah.
And it's already popping up a little bit. I already talked to two or three people. Like, can you believe what they're doing? And it's like, oh, fuck. Like, well, I have no responsibility with that. I am neither D nor C. You know, I have nothing to do with that. So... And then when you look at, like I was telling you, Legends of Tomorrow, that's a horribly written program. It was written by with their feet. It was the worst fucking thing ever.
You can't say it's with their feet, because what if they know how to write with their feet? It was written by a sixth grader.
Yeah. The fucking thing that got me was, dude, like Captain Cold, it's like the guys from, what's that movie, Prison Break, the TV show?
Uh-huh. So, oh, yeah, they got reconnected on this show.
Yeah. Was that on purpose? I didn't get that. I was like,
I don't know. I have no clue who does the casting for these
movies. So they get on there, and actually, the Heatwave guy's not bad. I actually like, mur, 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 but that's his line. You know, that's him. But the other guy, the Captain Cold guy, he has the worst fucking one-liners I have ever seen. And I sit there and I'm trying to break it down in my head, like, maybe, oh, this is how a comic's written, so maybe how that's how it sounds. And so I'm like trying to, but he's like, maybe the lady's not in the mood for those kind of answers. That's how he delivered it. I just delivered the line better than he did.
That's sad. That is sad.
So I don't get it, because this is the reason why, like, I can't get into Arrow, I can't get into Flash, I can't get into these certain shows.
Gotham's pretty good.
Gotham, well, okay, but that's totally apart. That's not WB. That's not,
yeah, that's not WB.
You know.
That's Fox. Gotham is Fox.
Yeah, Fox.
Yeah.
So they're right there, that could be, you know, a difference. I remember seeing two or three episodes. They weren't bad, but I couldn't get into them. I was like, eh. I hate anything that's a prequel.
Right.
Because, like, nobody's going to die. They're right, like, right. You know, unless it's a new character, it's like, oh, she might die. But everyone's going to kill the Joker or kill the Riddler or kill, you know, yeah. These are like Selina Kyle.
But it's backstory. It's yeah. Like Selina Kyle, you see how sort of morally neutral she is. You know what I mean?
Yeah, she's a bit of a psychopath. But that's like, you know, introducing me to the cow who's going to be my steak. You know, like, this is Bessie. She likes grass on wet days. And da 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 da. Fuck do I care. I want
to. And then you hear the pan fries.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't give a fuck.
Sorry, vegans.
It's about Gordon, really.
Huh? Yeah, and that's interesting. But even then, like, I don't know. There's just. I saw two or three episodes. Like, the guy who plays Bullock is one of my favorite actors. I love that guy. He's been in comedies and shit like that. I love everything that he's in. So I was like, all right, cool. I want to give this a short chance. But I just, you know, and at that time, there were so many things coming out that I was like, fuck it. I have to pick something to let go, and that was one of them, Gotham. But, I mean, everything that's, like, direct DC, which makes me nervous about the movies.
Flash?
The Flash I couldn't get into, man.
I like The Flash.
I didn't get into it.
Really?
I couldn't get into it. There's, like, the acting is...
That's the only one... No, wait. One I really dug that I thought was a shame that they canceled was Constantine. We've talked about this several times on the podcast. Yeah. Constantine was such a well-written show.
I don't think so.
In comparison to the rest... You didn't let me finish, you asshole. In comparison to the others.
Yeah.
And it was the closest to the comic book.
Yeah.
But... Yeah, was it, CBS or AB? It was CBS. They shat on it. They're like, oh, we're going to put you on at Friday, 10 p.m. No one's home, asshole! Like, that's it.
So yeah, but canceled. If you go and get, you know, like, Toby the Idiot and put him in a fucking room full of, like, fucking kids with open head wounds, yeah, maybe he does a lot better than him, you know, in the comparison.
God, damn.
I mean, that's the thing. But even Constantine, to a certain degree, really kind of, like, didn't fucking... Dude, there were some great stories that have been written by Alan Moore and everything else. And I'm not saying, okay, Cole directly from there, but you already have a flavor. You know, in other words, like, where you're getting this from already has a dense, good fucking flavor. And you just watered it down in such a way and then made it for everybody.
No, I agree.
Which is not what it should be. Now, look, Lucifer just came out this week. I haven't watched it. You know, and hopefully they don't water down that. That's another Vertigo book. Really originated with the Sandman and everything else. That could be a great fucking book. Let's see what they do. And we're just talking about Gotham. Like, when it's away from Warner Brothers, they tend to be really good.
Yeah.
Now, the thing is, you know, with what Warner Brothers has in hand, that's why I worry about the fucking movies. And more and more stuff comes out of the movie. I'm like, man.
Suicide Squad trailer. Jesus Christ.
Well, the second one, actually, the second one redeemed it a little bit for me.
The second one redeemed it, but you know what?
The first one was horrible.
I didn't see it.
Harley Quinn does not do it for me. And this is like the general consensus, too. We've had customers. Mm. And they're just like, I like it. It's just Harley Quinn. And it's like, ooh. Yeah. So let's see what happens with Robbie Margot.
Yeah.
Or Margot Robbie, whatever her name is. Mm. But... I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I'm kind of scared. One of those two is going to flop. I have a fucking dead set feeling that either Batman v Superman is going to flop or...
Yeah, people are
going to
say that.
Or, yeah. Or
they're going to go. But just like people went to Fantastic Four to go see that car crash. You know, like, you know, after a while, so many people came into the shop to tell us how much it fucking sucked. I'm like, I want to go. Like, this is amazing. Like, you got to go see this bleeding
mountain. It's the backlash that you didn't think was going to happen. Like, it's so bad, you got to watch it.
Yeah, because it was like mediocre bad. Or one of those things, like I always say, like there's movies. The other day, I wanted to go see a movie, and then there was nothing I could go see at the time I wanted to see it. And I go, everything on here is wait for HBO. Like everything I saw in that movie theater, I was like, oh man, you know, some of these comedies, especially. I was like, dude, Will Ferrell with fucking Marky Mark, and fuck that, he's Marky Mark, not Mark Wahlberg. You're fucking Marky Mark,
dude. If we run into him at New York City Comic Con, you're gonna get your shit.
Hey,
punched.
Well, whatever.
I'm gonna laugh.
We were in his movie.
I'll be like, Marky Mark knocked your shit, and then I'll be knocked out.
Yeah,
this is gonna happen.
You know, but I'll call him Marky Mark while he's kicking my ass. I'll be like, where's the Funky Punch? Where's the Funky Punch?
Oh, you're such a dick.
Who is the Funky Punch?
Oh.
Yeah. I have no, you know, no qualms. Hey, we were in his movie, so fuck him. We were in Ted 2. Can't cut us out now.
The reissue of the deity.
Yeah, but it's just one of those, like, straight to fucking, like, okay, I'll wait for this to come on HBO. I'll wait to watch it on TV. I'm not going to pay $13 a fucking ticket to sit there and watch something. Like, meh. Like, that's aggravating when you think about it. $13 to watch something and go, eh.
Yeah. Well, meh. A lot of Marvel movies are...
Really? You don't like the Marvel movies?
They're all right. You know, they kind of keep telling the same story over and over. A little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, look, part of me is, like, I excuse myself from any kind of judgment on Marvel movies because I'm a fucking Marvel nerd. So I'll still watch anything that they're doing and I'll be like, oh, they mentioned Man-Thing. You know, like... So yeah. I'm
Oh, on that note, I finally finished watching Jessica Jones yesterday.
Ah, okay.
That was good.
It was so good. Fucking good. Yeah. I'm not going to give away the ending, but the ending was fucking satisfying.
Yeah, it was good.
It was satisfying. It was like, whoa, okay.
Yeah, when Dr. Doom comes out with his dick out, that was fucking retarded. I didn't see that coming.
Face. It's just,
well, you didn't see it coming, you know?
I apologize, because I think the actress is really good.
Yeah.
You gotta get past the first two episodes.
Like, three episodes.
Yeah. There's a little bit too much self-loathing there after a while. And it is one of those things, it's funny, because somebody was complaining about it, and they were telling me, it's like, no, because she tries to save people, and then they die, and then this happens. They're like, yeah, that's character development. Like, she says it. She sucks at this. She's not good at it. That is the reason why she's not a superhero. Because it's fucking horrible. This is what happens when you're a superhero. So I like that presentation of the idea. Mm-hmm. Like, this is what happens when you try to be a superhero. Shit fucking hits your face, you know? And you try to do the right thing. It's like everybody thinks, you'll just put your fist through their head. And it's like, you can't, you know? Nope. It's kind of like Uber Bitch, the fucking crazy Uber chick that fucking attacked the Uber driver guy.
Oh, the, like, Uber Bitch.
Yeah.
From UM. Yeah. Medical staff.
Yeah. You saw the video, right? Of the chick that said attacked the Uber fucking driver. Not. She was hot.
You!
It's so funny. That's like the thing they were like, she was hot. Hey. You know, I was talking to my brother about it because he used to do.
I'm soaking wet. Fuck you!
Yeah, I know.
Whoa!
Well, kneeing his balls. But you know, it's like one of those things, like, you put your fist through her head, you're going to jail.
Yeah.
Like, any cop shows up, it's dude, like, dude.
She threw the guy's record collection out the window.
Well, that guy, like, the one thing, I hate to say it, but he did the right thing, but he didn't do it the right way. Because I think if he would have been more assertive, because he was just kind of like, hey,
call the cops.
Holding her hand. Somebody. Hey. It's like, if you would go and just say, all right, let me get my angry black man out and be like, bitch! You know, and then, like, make her fucking stop for a second. I think that'll fucking do it. Like, a good, firm bitch! Like, that would do a lot. But he didn't do that, you know? That's it. You know? But, like, that fucking thing. And then, like, you know, just throwing her down. Even the throw to the floor was really soft.
Well, he had to do it gentle. He was going to break her.
Yeah. She was small. Yeah, she was small, dude. Like, if you... I mean, again, if you put your fist through her, like, dude, I'm sorry. Like, the cop's going to be like, you're going to jail.
So, for a real long time, too.
She took a swipe at his nuts.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah, he, like, kicked him in the groin. It's horrible. And then the one part with... Throws him on the floor. I go, all right, cool. He's going to get away now. Then she got in the car and she started throwing everything out and everything on the floor. I was like, oh, my God, dude. And that's why you should have, like, dial a bitch. Like, you can call another girl and she beats the shit out of him. Wouldn't it have been awesome? Wouldn't it have been, like, a superhero if she could have called, like, a big old Laquita chick to come out and just be like, get out of the car, motherfucker! Bam! And they just, like, and no one will get in her fucking way. It's like, you know. So that kind of shit. But that was just ridiculous. But yeah, dude, DC sucks right now. DC is sucking really
right back to DC sucks.
I can't. I'm not going to get away from that. DC sucks. You know. With the rebirth and everything else, it's just horrendous.
So what's Marvel doing on the other end to, like...
Well, Marvel's keeping up with his books. They did fuck up. One thing that a lot of people have noticed, they killed Spider-Gwen. In the sense of restarting her book. They killed Squirrel Girl by restarting her book. There are a couple of books also that they've been doing, like, different art styles. You can tell that they're, like, trying to get another kind of art style in with Hellcat and all the other ones. They're trying to, like, more cutesy or more, either, you know, maybe all ages or girls fucking books, quote unquote, but they're just not sticking.
Yeah.
As far, and it's funny because they make a push for it and the artists are making a push for it, and I guess you could say the literati of comics are making a push, like the more intellectual, like, you should be celebrating these books. Look at the female, the creator. That's right. But then the audience is just not supporting it. Like, no one's going to buy it.
They're not coming, Betty.
Yeah. That's what they're doing, dude.
Yeah, and it's and this is the reason why I say, like, with Wonder Woman and a lot of these other movies, same shit.
Yeah.
Same shit. Like, you know, they talk a big talk, but in the end, the audience is just like female readers. Even the female readers that come here. I can't tell them the fuck, hey, buy a Wonder Woman. They don't fucking care. They don't want to hear about it. Wonder Woman. They want Batman. They want Batman. They don't fucking care, you know? So how do you fucking surpass that, you know? I mean, after you pass the... It's like music, you know? You can say all you want about, like, fucking dubstep, fucking stupid-ass music, and blah, 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 but it's like, you know, if people enjoy it, that's what they're going to like. And so for them to say, well, you know, you should listen to some Coltrane. Or even if you want to talk about electronic music, be like, hey, you got to step back and listen to Kraftwerk or Altec or one of these things, because it was the root of it. They don't want that. My point is not to fucking sit here and get intellectual about it. I want to jump around on fucking drugs and maybe bang a chick tonight. That's it. Like, you know, there's like no fucking thing, you know? No one sits there with a spoonful of fucking, like, Taco Bell. It's like, taste the oaky notes of the spray gun that fucking this came out of, you know? Like, no, you know, like, no one sits there. You can tell that they opened the bag with a rusty boxing knife, you know, like,
Jesus.
So it's like, you know, no, you went there because it tastes good, fills my belly, and it's cheap. So that's the thing. So I don't know. So they're trying to do that with Marvel.
McDonald's. Like, they want a fucking McChicken with cheese.
Ugh.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
We had tamales.
You're saying ugh, but you ate one today.
Yeah. I know,
because
I'm starving.
Yeah. Barra humada con hambre de piña, vaina con siete barra hambre. it's delicious. What else? So yeah, that was all my. I only had a my.
That's place. It.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't really have too much more to like go into other than that. I mean, what else do we have to cover? God, I feel like a lot's happened since
Tommy 2's coming out.
Tommy 2 is coming out.
With some badass covers.
Well, Tommy 1's about gonna hit the stands. What, March? Right.
Tommy 2's in March.
No. Which one? What?
No, Tommy 1 got solicited.
Yeah.
And so then that hits the stands in March. The order just came in for January. Remember?
I think Tommy 1 and 2 come out in March.
Oh, so yeah. Tommy 2 is in the March catalog.
Yeah, mm-hmm. In the March catalog. Yeah. And that would be April, May. So it'll be a May street date. Ravenous 3 comes out for March.
Yay!
Yeah. Con-wise, what do we have next? Do you have anything?
C2E2.
We have C2E2 in March. I mean, we'll be doing podcasts before that.
Wow. I mean, check the touring schedule. Bert. I know that I leave March 5th, I think, or something like that. So, yeah, that's when I'm leaving. taking bookings now. I'm booked out till Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm. Till Valentine's Day?
Till Valentine's Day.
Why did you say it so gay?
Because, you know, Hallmark.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no reason. I just said it.
Yeah. So he's so alone, ladies. So alone. That's what he's saying. Not at all. He's available on Valentine's Day.
No. No. But,
you'll be crying in your room. Eating chocolates.
No, but, yeah, Valentine's Day I'll be booked out. After that, I'm taking more bookings. And then, till March 3rd, I think that's when I'm going to stop taking my appointments. I'm planning a couple trips outside of the tour. Mm-hmm. So, Scotland's a possibility.
Scotland. You're going to Scotland.
Yeah.
What are you going to do there?
Wow, we sound Australian, not Scottish.
Fuck you!
So, that's one of those. You have a shit ton of fucking cons coming up.
Yeah, I mean, C2E2, Emerald City. But those, again, like, we'll announce them as we get closer.
Yeah, same
here. You know. Do we have anything on the creature page showing all the stuff that like on the con tour?
No, I can pop that up.
The ones
that are for
like
sure.
That, even if it's a Facebook post,
sure.
Like that, we can just refer to that and be like, go there.
The ones that are for sure that we're gonna like try to knock out of the park, no matter what, is the local ones.
Yeah, all the local
so
ones.
So super is definitely gonna get like killer. It's gonna be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And we're gonna try and do something special, which we'll get into for that later.
Mm-hmm.
What else? There's the store's getting a facelift in a couple of weeks, hopefully, if everything goes well. The front of the store is going to change up a little bit too, so that's going to be nice.
Mm-hmm.
We're probably bringing in one more tattoo artist, which I can't divulge the name yet. Okay. We're still in talks, so let's see what happens with him.
Harry Billabong Ball.
Sure. And there's a bunch of new comics coming out too. Like DK3 hasn't dropped. Way to number go. Three. Yeah, DK3.
Yeah.
Hasn't dropped yet. Way to go, DC.
Yeah,
again.
On top of your books sucking, they're gonna.
On top of your shows and your movies sucking.
It's bad, man.
Yeah, man.
It's really bad. And then they were saying Marvel's eating their lunch because they're taking the Marvel and Image are eating their lunch because they're taking more of the market share. And they've gone up a good couple of points, Image.
Yeah.
Marvel's at 30, 32.
Well, Image
32.
Has been killing it, though.
Yeah, yeah. Image has just been busting out more and more things.
Right. Now they got a
but
new
But you know
one.
What? Look, the biggest observation I made the other day, and I think I told you this. We were here, and we had customers inside and everything else. And there were some kids outside running around playing with a ball. Like, young kids. Like
Sunday.
Eight,
that
seven,
was Sunday.
8 or 9 years old. And I noticed all those kids were outside playing with a ball. They never barely looked inside here.
It's adults.
And all the customers that were in here were, like, pretty much in their 20s and 30s.
Yeah.
It's, like, it's just a total unplug. And I think it's just a... Which I think is right. Because if I had to go and choose, I think a kid running around with a ball outside with his friends, a little bit better. Because this is not a situation where these comics are even aimed at them.
Yeah.
If one of those kids came inside here and picked up Saga, I'd be like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, you know, it's
a
great book.
It picked up Beauty.
Yeah.
Do you understand that? Like, is that... Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, fucking the first page of Saga is one of the main characters saying, am I shitting?
I think I'm shitting.
You know, like, that's how the fucking crazy that thing gets. So I think it's one of those things where I'm like, okay, maybe I see the parameters of what's going on. I mean, kids need shit right now.
Yeah,
they,
and
like,
that's the other
fast.
Thing, too.
They
like, nowadays, it's not like when we were all kids. Like, you're 8 years older than me, 9 years older than me. But when you were a kid, you used to go in, pick up a comic book, and read. Mm. Same thing with me. When I was a kid, comic book and read, and that's where we're fat. It was no ball and fucking stick and playing and nah. It was, well, there was that, but it was, you know, let's read comics.
It's playing with your balls and your dick.
I did that at a very young age, too. So, you know, it was that.
Yeah.
So.
No, I think, well, it's also like, the thing is that if you want to talk about immediate awesomeness that you can, like, enjoy from the get-go, look at fucking, like, a tablet. You know what I'm saying? Like, a comic, you have to, like, indulge in it, you have to read it, you have to open it, you have to do all this shit. But, you know, a tablet, just like, bam, 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 awesome, 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 you know? It really doesn't stop.
So you're absolutely
one
right.
Of the things that, you know. So that I think that's one of the things that we're kind of, like, have to really look at a long run. I'm just looking, checking some stuff right here. All
right. Well, I've also been reading a few, like... I'm late on the take right now, but one of the things I just read was the new Ghost Rider with Robbie Reyes.
Oh, yeah, you were like, oh my god, the other day.
Dude, it's fucking good, man. I didn't expect that shit. It was really good. It's a solid story so far. Character design, I'm kind of like, whatever. It's a little bit too... don't get me wrong, Humberto Ramos is a good artist, but it's very Humberto Ramos. Which I think we all can agree that style kind of came from a different place, which was like Joe Madd. Joe Madd, and Joe Madd's style is insanely good, too. Mm. But, you know, it came from there. And it's okay. I mean, the story overall is solid. I like it a lot. And it's well contained. I'm late on the take now. Me being one of the biggest Batman fans, Batman Earth 1. Holy shit, that's a fucking good read. Whoa. Really good read. What else? Beauty 2 drops on stands tomorrow, which is Wednesday. We're recording on Tuesday. Beauty, the next issue just came out. I'm looking forward to that. Silver Surfer was good, the new number one. And
I didn't read that.
It was pretty fucking cool. It's almost like a rehash of the original story they dropped out last year. Same artist and similar storyline. Really good, though. For those of you who haven't read, just read it. Poison Ivy... Okay, the only DC book, and this is going to be really shameful, the only DC book that I found good recently, outside of Batman and Robin Eternal, is Poison Ivy. It dropped last week. And I was like, holy shit. Wow, it's really fucking well written. The artwork is really nice. Mm-hmm. And it's fluid. It just goes.
Yeah.
Nonstop. So.
All right. Well, right now, I think what I'm mainly looking forward to, I think I'm catching up on a lot of books.
Aren't we all?
I know. It's like, it's been ridiculous. Well, obviously, Saga, the new issue just popped up, so I don't want to finish
it. I'm really behind on Saga, so.
One thing I picked up randomly, just for the fuck of it, and read, it was like Star Wars number 14, I think it was. So with the two Wookiees in the front fighting.
That shit looked cool, man.
I flipped through it. I haven't read a Star Wars book yet. And I think I read Star Wars 1 when it came out. And I think I read Darth Vader 1. And I was like, oh, cool.
We gotta order a shop copy for when the graphic novels release.
Yeah.
Or now the graphic novels release.
Fly every time we get them.
Yeah.
When I was reading them, I'm like, hey, let me check it out. Let me see how it works. Blah, blah, blah. Dude. It was good. It was fucking really good. Even the actions and everything else. Wookiee on Wookiee action.
That sounded dirty.
Yes. That was really fun. That
the
was
Killbots.
Yeah, but it was just, oh yeah, and these two fucking triple zero, and I forgot the little weird R2 unit that is called the Murder Bucket. That guy, that guy was just awesome. Like, that's the new one.
I read that panel you told me about. If you think that's cool, watch this. And flamethrower.
Oh yeah, evil R2 talks. He doesn't do the bleep bloop blip. He's just like, fuck this. You know, I guess he talks. I don't know. I just saw a voice coming out of him. I'm like, okay. It's kind of a shitty, simple ploy. Well, just make evil versions of him, you know?
But it works.
But it works. I would love to see as an Ewok Jedi.
Wow, notice the silence.
What?
I think you're the only one who wants to see that.
What? A little Ewok that come out. Cha-cha.
Mind you, the reason we just said that is if you haven't paid attention to Star Wars...
Return of the Jedi.
The first thing that the fucking Ewok says when he sees Leia is...
Cha-cha.
Exactly. And it's like, what the fuck did...
Yeah, and
what?
I was a kid. I was like, dude, he just said pussy.
Oh, Lucas
Ranch. I was like 5 years old in the theater going, you know he said pussy, right?
Bro, did you really sanitize his bench?
Yes, it did.
Isn't it? It's really clean, and that's why. It's so clean, you're not even sure if it's possible. Yeah.
Oh, God. Anywho.
Yeah.
So, Deadpool, the movie, coming out February 14th, Valentine's Day, so you can take your date, get laid as you see the complexion of balls on Ryan Reynolds' face.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
that was a good. That was a good segue, right?
Yeah, exactly. Now that one, that was funny because the Deadpool movie. I was even fathoming the other day it could possibly make me a Deadpool movie fan. I'm okay fan of the comics. I can't say
I used to be a huge fan of the comics up until what are we now? Volume what, 5, 6? And we're in some volume.
Who knows?
But I'll just say this: after King of Diamonds, I think that was called, or King of Spades. Mm-hmm. Which was the last story arc that I really
liked. King of Diamonds is a strip joint, dude.
Haven't been there.
You don't like the purple pussy?
There's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with it.
No. Black is okay. But no. After I read that, that was the last time I read Deadpool.
Yeah.
And it was because, dude, the fourth wall breaking every fucking panel. It just... Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they use the mechanic way too much.
Yeah. So, but I'm with you. I think
looking into the camera?
Yeah. Well, looking at the reader.
Right.
Like, you know, literally, like he'll be in one panel looking down and be like, oh, it doesn't look like it's going to be too good, and then, like, an explosion would happen. You know what I'm saying? Like, he would break the fourth wall all the time.
Right.
That was the whole thing. And he's going to do that in the movie.
But it's going to be relevant.
Yeah, it's going to be relevant, you know? And I think the half of that is delivery. You know, how you deliver it, how you want to do the story, everything else. I think that's good, what makes or breaks it. You know, and if it's a clever mechanic, it works. If not, then it's apparent. You know, if funny, it's funny. If it's not fucking funny, fuck you, you know?
Yeah, of course. And then, I'm completely with you. I'm probably going to become a Deadpool movie fan.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan Reynolds is Deadpool again, because what happened the first time never really happened.
Oh, yeah, the Wolverine movie.
Baraka Pool
with the eyelids.
For the Mortal Kombat fans out there.
Yeah. I even thought, like, I totally thought if they wanted to pull the stick up and take that movie out of doing the full gainer into the earth, that it was going to do.
He is dying right now. Continue. Yeah.
Sorry. And they wanted to revive it by doing the Deadpool, and they're like saying, oh, look, he survived, and because his head got cut off, hey, look, you know, it grew back, and now he's crazy. I thought, oh, okay, that would be kind of cool.
But they're not going there.
Yeah, right? No, it's like complete retelling. Don't worry about that.
They're never happened. Like, Wolverine's origins.
What are you talking about? Happened. What? And it's going to be funny because I think it's something that, I don't know, I mean, it's hard to put place on bets on this, but it's something I think that 20 years from now, 30 years from now, you're going to see people say, dude, did you ever see those old Wolverine movies, like the first ones? And people are like, what? Yeah. Just like we look at those Captain America, like, fucking...
Yeah, but those are bad.
Yeah.
That's the catch. Okay, you made your point.
Yeah.
Just like that.
Yeah, exactly. And they're going to look back at those Wolverine ones, they're going to be like, bro, what the fuck were they smoking? And they probably were. Well, or weren't. Maybe that was a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because in 20 years, pot will be legal.
Pot will be in space. It will be what we breathe. We don't
really... Yeah.
Yeah, I hope so.
God, I hope so. So, yeah, no, I mean, that's exciting. So we have that coming up in February. I was wondering, what should I do for Valentine's Day in the shop? Do you think I should do, like, Valentine's Day?
I don't see that even remotely interesting.
No? Fucking, I don't know, man. Like, fucking a Captain America fucking dildo. I don't know. What the fuck?
Red, white, and blue with a star on the tip?
Yeah,
what the fuck?
Exactly.
When you throw it, this goes.
Throws his mighty shoes.
You'd have to put a condom on it.
Yeah.
Frisbee throws his mighty shield.
I don't know. I was just thinking, I should do something for Valentine's. You know, you can always get gift cards here. That way, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Give the gift of a gift card to your significant Valentine. What else? And no, I don't think we have
to. I think that's pretty much it. Like, we've covered everything.
Oh my God, we're actually under time for once.
Dang! Red Bull! We're going to start carrying Red Bull soon.
Yeah, we're going to be Red Bull. It's going to another little sponsorship thing, kind of, where we're going to do. The Red Wing Girls?
Red Bull Girls.
Yeah, but they're called the Wing Girls? Or Wings?
You know what? Red that Wing? Sounds like a really bad way of labeling a chick that has an STD.
Yeah.
Don't go near that one. She has wings.
She has wings, bro.
Like, what?
You'll get a bad case of Red Wings on there. What the fuck is that called?
Your dick wants to fly away.
No. Yeah.
What?
So, what else was I going to say? So, yeah, that's pretty much it right now. I think we have a couple other things coming out, but that's going to be once we finalize some other paperwork and all that other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And put all that through.
That's in the next couple weeks. Probably in the next podcast. Well, definitely in the next podcast we'll hit it up.
But hopefully by the next podcast.
Yeah, because we're trying to do it weekly now, right?
Yeah. All right. Just to reiterate, if you guys need comics, we have a subscription list. You can always come in and do the subscription. You don't want to miss an issue or something. It's the best way to make sure you're going to get the comics you want. We always try to fill out as much as we can, but that's like the best way right now. We're still growing, burgeoning comic book shop. If you need tattoos or anything like that, best bet, call Xavier, set up an appointment, come in.
Nelson as well.
And, you know, talk to Nelson or Xavier. A lot of people are like, how much for this on my arm on the phone? And that doesn't fucking work.
Come in.
Yeah, come
we
in.
We size you up.
It's good because, you know, Xavier will work with you on the design. We'll talk with you. We'll do all that stuff. You know, and then, you know.
And we have a wheelhouse of artists. Like, literally, we always have artists here.
Yeah.
We have Emmy Sotomayor. We have Kenny Calderon. We have you, Juan. We have me. We have Julio. We have Jeff DeCal. We have Javier. Who the fuck did I just mention? I meant to say Jose Baris. Wow.
Oh, Jose Baris.
It's late, guys. We got Gyro, Lantigua, Andres Lerondo.
If you like dicks on things, hire
him. Andres Labrado, Daniela Laras.
Yeah. So there's a lot of talented artists. If you want sketch covers also, original artwork, that's
we
the best
have them
one,
all.
Too. We're going to be presenting more of their stuff. We have some art out right now for another art show that's being put together right now. We'll announce it when we get closer to that. So yeah, just feel free to come in and give us a call at our phone number, which I'm trying to find right now.
Which is 786-631-3866.
So you can call the shop, talk to either me or Xavier or any of the other staff that's here. We're also at are you calling me? It's like giving an Oscar speech.
Hurry that shit up, B!
Wrap it up! Wrap it up, B! So remember, we're located at 9160 Northwest 122nd Street, Suite 8, Hylia Gardens, Florida, 33018. That's the Emerald Plaza.
Emerald Plaza and Hylia Gardens.
Where we have the fake Latin American and the meat market. We're in the fucking middle.
The Latin House America and the meat market.
The fucking bakery that's never full of people. That's totally a drug front.
That is so a drug front.
I don't even know what the fuck
is. You'll see it. Like, when you pull into the plaza, you'll be able to see it. And if you're coming towards our store from the middle, you'll see it on the right-hand side.
Yeah.
We're not giving out the name, though.
No.
close to 75 and 826.
Yeah. 75, 826, Okeechobee.
Yeah. Okeechobee.
And if you come off the turnpike, it's literally a straight shot.
Mm-hmm.
Off of, what is it, 107th on
106.
106 on
Turnpike.
On Turnpike.
Yeah.
As soon as you get off, you just go straight.
Yeah.
If you pass the Denny's, you're really close.
Yeah. You get past the Walmart, you're going to turn right on 68th Street / 122nd, because remember, it's highly exists in a dual universe. The roads are
weird.
It exists in a dual universe where it has its own roads and, you know, the roads that the man tried to call it. And yeah, and then always you can go to dapper13tattoos.com.
No, it's dapper13.com.
Dapper13.com and goblinsheist.com. Mm-hmm. TheGoblinsHeist.com.
Wow, we're off on that one.
Oh my God.
Repeat it again. It's dapper13.com and TheGoblinsHeist.com.
There you go. And yeah, so in case you need anything, again, Facebook, Twitter, all this other stuff, you can find me at Fwakata, Fwacata. On Twitter and all the social media.
Dapper13 Tattoos on Twitter. XRiecheArt, R-I-E-C-H-E, art on Twitter. XORART on Instagram. And Dapper13 Tattoo on Instagram as well. Just as well as The Goblin's Heist on Instagram as well. Mm-hmm. And Wild Inks on Instagram as well.
Yeah. And that's it. Well, I'll probably put a lot of these links on the inside the actual podcast, and you guys will be able to see it. And we'll probably talk to you guys next week.
This? This is chemical burn. You'll hurt more than you've ever been burned, and you will have a scar.
What are you doing?
Guided meditation worked for cancer. It could work for this.
Stay with the pain. Don't shut this out.
No, no,
no. Look at your hand. The first soap was made from the ashes of heroes, like the first monkey shot into space. Without pain, without sacrifice, you would have nothing.
I tried not to think of the word serum or flesh.
Stop it!
This is your pain. This is your burning hand. It's right here.
I'm going to my cave. I'm going to my cave. I'm going to find my power.
No! Don't deal with it the way those dead people do. Come on!
I get the point, okay?
No,
please.
What you're feeling is premature enlightenment. It's the greatest moment of your life, man. And you're off somewhere miserable.
I am not.
Shut up. Our fathers were our models for God. If our fathers failed, what does that tell you about God?
No, no, I don't.
Listen to me. You have to consider the possibility that God does not like you. He never wanted you. In all probability, he hates you. This is not the worst thing that can happen.
It is.
We don't need him.
We don't. I agree. I agree.
Fuck damnation, man. Fuck redemption. We are God's unwanted children. So be it.
Okay, so fuck you.
Listen. You can run water over your hand to make it worse, or look at me, or you can use vinegar to neutralize the burn.
Please let me have it, please.
First, you have to give up. First, you have to know, not fear, know that someday you're gonna die.
You don't know how this feels.
It's only after we've lost everything that we're free to do anything. Congratulations. You're one step closer to hitting bottom.
Carla.
Yeah, Manissa?
I'm in the mood for, you know, getting a little tattoo.
Really?
Tattoo action. Yeah.
Huh. That's interesting. Because I'm in the little mood for some comic books.
But where can we get both?
Mm.
Wait, maybe our sponsor.
The Goblin's Heist?
Yes.
Oh my gosh! You're totally right! The Goblin's Heist features comic books the best of indie comics, games, original comic arc, and everything that's in geek culture. And you can find them inside the Dapper 13 Tattoo Shop. How perfect is that?
But where are they located?
They're located at 9160 Northwest 122nd Avenue in Suite 8. And if you guys were listening, that was 9160 Northwest 122nd Avenue in Suite 8. And I mean, you can also check out more at their website, thegoblinsheist.com.
Whatever you want.
The Goblin's Heist!